Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
G'day guys, welcome back to the Rugby League Guru Podcast. We're going to take a deep dive into the Round 3 Friday night games for you now. Two absolute crackers heading your way. And if you are in the Rockhampton area, we will be at the Great Western Hotel tonight at 6 p.m. So that's 6 p.m. local time. Myself, Timmy Williams, Denon Kemp, Maddie the Waterboy, and I believe Drell Yao Yee is also joining us as well. So a real all-star cast there. It is going to be sensational. Us boys, we had a few beers in the pub last night. It is like nothing I have seen before. One of the great pubs of all time. Very, very impressive. So I cannot wait to get stuck into it. It is boiling hot up here. Maybe not for the locals, but for us boys, good God, it has hit us like a fucking train. So very, very keen for that tonight. If you are nearby, come and drop in, come and have a few beers, have some photos, have a good time. We'll be enjoying ourselves. And as always, myself and Timmy will have a couple of beers and break-evens hats with us. So if you are the first one to come up to us and talk a bit of Supercoach, you're going to be in luck. You're going to find yourself getting your paws on one of our beers and break-evens hat, which you can only get from the live shows or by being the top scorer of a week in Supercoach in the beers and break-evens group. So plenty going on there. Last few weeks, the guys that have got them have been absolutely stoked with them, so we're keen to hand those out once again. So make sure first in, best dress there. So hopefully we'll see you tonight in Rockhampton at 6 p.m. local time. It's going to be unreal. Let's get stuck into these games tonight because I'm really looking forward to two of them. Obviously, we've got arch rivals, the Sydney Roosters and the South Sydney Rabbitohs as the second game. But the first game I'm really looking forward to, the Newcastle Knights taking on the Dolphins. Plenty of changes for both sides. We go through the Knights side as it stands right now. Lachie Miller at fullback, Heimel Hunt on one wing, Dominic Young over the other side. The centres, Dane Gagai and Bradman Best. Tyson Gamble comes in to replace Kalen Ponga as he did for much of last week and played very well too, Tyson. Jackson Hastings in the seven. Isn't Gamble going to be keen to play his first game in Newcastle in Newcastle's colours? You can tell he absolutely loves it. And I know Jacko off the back of this week, he'll be very, very keen for this one as well. Up front, Daniel Saifidi and Jack Hetherington in the front row. Interesting for Jack Hetherington's keen to see how he goes. With Phoenix Crossland in the nine, obviously replacing Jaden Brayley, who I think is a massive loss for this side. On the edges, Brody Jones, he replaces Tyson Frizzell. Lachie Fitzgibbon remains on the left. Leo Thompson comes in jersey 13. Jacob Saifidi obviously dropping out of this side. I thought Leo Thompson was unreal last week. I think he's going to be one to keep an eye on as this season goes. Their bench, Matt Croker, Dylan Lucas on debut, Thomas Kahn, who I believe is on debut as well, but Ryan Rivett, he's the one that I'm excited about. Watched him at the Sharkies last year. I was a bit surprised when he left, to be honest with you, but the Sharkies have got so much depth, it is not even funny, so I can understand that one. Ball player, I assume he'll come on and play a little bit of nine in this game, but I do think he's going to be a handy little halfback. Don't think he'll be a world beater or a superstar or anything, but I think he's more than competent of being a very, very good NRL halfback. So keep an eye on Ryan Rivett and Dylan Lucas and Thomas Kahn, who I believe is making his debut as well. So heap of guys to watch there for the Newcastle Knights. Always good to see young talent coming through Newcastle. So very, very keen to see how they go, especially off the back of last week. Such a wild game, that one. Dolphins, pretty similar side to what they put out last week. A couple of changes, though. Hamiso at fullback. He's on an absolute tear at the moment. The wings, Tessie New and Jermaine Osako, former Brisbane Broncos boys. In the centres, Ewan Aitken and Branko Lee. Isaiah Katoa in his third NRL game wears the six. And the chief, Sean O'Sullivan in the seven SOS. Up front, Jesse Bromwich and Connolly Lumelu comes into the front row. We did tip you off last week. If you're in your draft competitions, make sure you grab this guy because he is available at CTW. And I think he's going to become really important for the Dolphins the longer this season goes. I think wherever there's an injury in the pack or a suspension, I think he'll come in and play decent minutes. So one to keep an eye on there. Very excited to see him go. I would assume that he would probably play 13. I think you'll probably see Tom Gilbert play more of a front row sort of role in this team. Felice Kaufusi on one edge, Kenny Bromwich on the other side, and Tom Gilbert named in jersey 13. Their bench, Mark Nichols, Ray Stone, Kurt Donoghue, and Mason Teague from the Penrith Panthers, one of our boys. He comes into this side as well. So you've got Jeremy Marshall-King, who is missing from this one, hence why Cody Nikorima starts at the hooker role, and Jared Wallace has been a late scratching from this one as well, which is why Connolly has moved into the side there. So Dolphins, not ideal preparation, losing Jeremy Marshall-King and whatnot, but compared to the Dolphins, I think you would take the Dolphins situation every day of the week. Who am I tipping to win this one? I've got the Dolphins winning. They're at $1.64. When the Newcastle Knights game kicked off last week, they were at $2.20. As per usual, sports bet way too quick, way too smart. I tried to get on them as soon as KP got knocked out. All betting suspended. It all was done. So they're into $1.64. The Newcastle Knights at home, Friday, 6 p.m., $2.27. Not bad there, but I still think the Dolphins get the job done in this one. Who am I looking at as far as try scorers in this game? I do think it'll be a close affair. I think this one will be a pretty tight one. I'm expecting the Dolphins to win, but I don't think it'll be the blowout that a few people have tipped. Dolphins 1-12 for me at $2.95. Not a heap of value, but I'm pretty confident the Dolphins do get the job done in a tight one. I think they open up their campaign 3-0. Newcastle playing in Newcastle, though, always very hard to bet against them, especially off that win last week. I just think that win will take a lot out of them. I think they're coming into this game without a number of stars. And with all due respect to the West Tigers, they're not playing the West Tigers this week. So I think the Dolphins will still be up for this one. Their first away game, I think Wayne will put a lot of emphasis on this. It is interesting. Obviously, Wayne used to coach in Newcastle. There's a bit of hatred from Newcastle fans towards Wayne. I have no doubt whatsoever that Wayne will have that in the back of his mind as well. It's wild how it all sort of lined up. There's been a little bit of a rivalry in each and every one of these games. Wayne's obviously never been a big fan of the Roosters. Wayne and Ricky Stewart haven't seen eye to eye for a very long time. And then, of course, this week takes on the Newcastle Knights, one of his former clubs. And I'm pretty sure, do your own research, but I think they take on the Broncos next week, which is Wayne's ultimate grudge match. So I'm not sure if the NRL's done this on purpose. If they have, credit to them, because they've absolutely fucking nailed it. Dolphins 1-12 for me. When I have a look through any time try scorers, to be honest with you, I'm not quite sure where the Dolphins and their points comes from. We still don't really know exactly how they play. We're still working it out as we go. I do really like the right side, though. I think Jermaine Osako is very short, $1.85. Scored a few tries already this season. He opened the season with a daily double, but $1.85, I don't mind that for Osako. I really love the way that Isaiah Katoa is coming into his own game, and I think that left edge for Newcastle, I think that'll be a spot that they try and target with Bradman Best, Heimel Hunt, new combination with Tyson Gamble as well. That'd be the side that I would sort of be going at, and I think that Isaiah Katoa can really take advantage of a lot of spots there. Branko Lee at about $3.30. I think Branko's more of a pass-first sort of guy. Costs a bit of shit, Branko, but I personally think that his passing is absolutely elite. It is. His timing and everything is unreal, and I wouldn't be surprised if it's a catch and pass from Branko that puts Jermaine Osako over for $1.85. I'm tipping Isaiah Katoa to have a big game here. I think he really comes of age going up against Jackson Hastings here. I think he'll be very keen for that challenge. Two main ball players there. Probably not fair on Sean O'Sullivan to say that, to be fair. But I think Isaiah Katoa, I think his support play is still very underrated. We haven't seen enough of it, and I wouldn't be surprised to see him come off that big right foot and put something on in this game. So $3.70 for Isaiah Katoa, I do not mind that. On the Newcastle side, I think the Dolphins win, but I think they win tight. I think there's probably two or three tries for each side in this game. And when I look at the Newcastle Knights as they are right now with KP out of this side, I think you saw that they were pretty right dominant once KP left the field the other day. And I think that's because Jackson Hastings took a lot of control of this side. I think he will do it again today. I'm looking at his edge back row, Brody Jones, who has a bit of a history of crossing over for random tries here and there when he plays on the edge. So don't mind Brody Jones. He's at $5.60. And I do think Newcastle at Newcastle, I think they will start fast. So Brody Jones also at 20. $29 for first try scorer. I'll be having a little Michelle Pfeiffer on that through Sportsbet. Jackson Hastings to put Brody Jones over. I think Jacko, after this week, I think he'll really take it upon himself to make this a statement game. So I like that little combo there. Brody Jones, I think there's value there. And also, because Jacko will be taking more control, I think that right side will get more ball. Dominic Young, $2.08. Anything over $2 for Dom Young to score a try in Newcastle in good conditions. Thank you. I will swallow that up every day of the week. So for me, I do like the Dolphins 1-12. Isako and Isaiah Katara, I don't mind there for any time try scorers. Brody Jones and Dominic Young for Newcastle. And Brody Jones, I'll be having a little something on him at $29 for the first try scorer running outside Jackson Hastings there. So yeah, looking forward to that first game. It's going to be a cracker. We will be at the pub doing the live show whilst it's on, so we'll be keeping a sneaky eye on it. I think we'll get to watch the first half and then we'll be doing the live show. So if you are there, come watch the game with us. We'll be there for the second game as well. Of course, the Roosters taking on the South Sydney Rabbitohs. Game of the week, without a doubt, has potential to be game of the season, as it always does. Roosters and Bunnies, the oldest rivalry in rugby league, and in my opinion, by far and away the best rivalry in rugby league. So really, really looking forward to this one. We're obviously going to have the great Matty the Waterboy with us. He'll be on the edge of his seat, taking in every single moment of this one. I'm tipping South Sydney to win this game. I think just with the forwards that they got back, your Harm, Salles, your Totolas, these sort of guys, and with the guys that the Chooks are still missing, I'm going to back South Sydney to get the job done here. I don't think they blow them out. I think it will be 1-12. I think the Roosters do hang in the contest. Allianz Stadium too, we know, you know, all the history of that from last year and everything. I think Harm Saleh and Tevita Totola coming in is huge. Obviously for the Roosters, JWH and Victor Radley return as well. A little bit worried if JWH, potentially a little bit underdone. Not sure what his minutes will look like. He's obviously an aging middle as well. He will make a huge difference though. And Radley is just such a big plus for the Roosters. I know I've been, you know, carrying on about it for years, but I still think people underappreciate just how important Radley is to this side. So two huge ins there for both sides. I'm still leaning towards South Sydney. Let's go through the Roosters side as they line up. Teddy at fullback, Daniel Tupou on one wing with Jackson Paulo on the other side. Suoliti and Manu in the centres. Luke Keary in the six, Sammy Walker in the seven. JWH returns to his first game of the season, partnered by Lindsay Collins. A big 77 minutes last week for Lindsay. Interesting to see how he backs that up. Brandon Smith, we weren't expecting him to feature this week. He has been named in the nine. It looks like he will play in this one. Egan and Nat Butcher on the edges. Egan with plenty of work to do. He's got a few mistakes to make up for over the last few weeks. And Rads, he returns in the 13. Chooks bench, Jakey Turpin, Drew Hutchinson, Terrell May, and Fletcher Baker. So they are a little bit light on the bench when you have Hutcho and Turpin there. But do just keep in mind that when Cheese comes from the field, he will come back on as a middle forward. So that's sort of where they can make up a bit of space there. For the South Sydney Rabbitohs, Latrell Mitchell at fullback, the superstar. He always loves this game. I can't wait to watch him and Teddy. Very different fullbacks, but I love when they go head-to-head. AJ on one wing, Isaac Thompson on the other side. Isaiah Tass in the centres, coming off a crack in 2 weeks. Campbell Graham also looking sensational off that World Cup. I think Campbell Graham versus Suoliti is the matchup I am most keen for tonight. Cody Walker and Lachie Ilias in the halves up front to Totola and Thomas Burgess. Thomas Burgess re-signed the other day, so congratulations to Turgis. The back end of his career has been unreal. Very impressive. Damien Cook wears the nine. Keon Kalumantungi and Michael Cheekham on the edges. Still no sign of Jai Arrow. Saw some videos from the Rabbitohs radio boys of him training this week. I don't think he's too far off returning. With the skipper, Cam Murray in the 13. Another matchup we love to see. Radley v. Murray. The Cloverleaf Crocodile versus the Mascot Jet. I think it's going to be one of the best rivalries in rugby league for a long time to come. That narrative just writes itself, doesn't it? On the bench for the South Sydney Rabbitohs, Blake Taff, Harm Saleh, David Wiley, and Shaq Mitchell, who has been absolutely killing it the last few weeks. Harm Saleh, he's the big guy on the bench there that comes back. I think that the explosiveness and everything he brings to South Sydney is absolutely priceless. I'm a huge fan of Harm Saleh. We just need him to put a season together without any injuries, and I personally think he could turn into one of the better bench forwards in our game. He's got that sort of upside in him. Now, I am taking South Sydney 1-12 here. I think they win it tight, $3.25. Do not mind that. I don't think this game will be a blowout either way. I think the Roosters getting JWH back is huge, but as I said, I'm just a bit worried about how underdone he will be. This game will be high energy, so it's going to be interesting to see how it plays out. For me, I look at any time try scorers, and I look at South Sydney, and to be honest with you, no guys are really jumping out at me going, this is the guy you need to get on. But I just think in this game, with this sort of high emotion, Cody Walker at $3, great support player and whatnot. I'm expecting him to run in this game a little bit. I just like the look of him as it stands right now. I think he'll play both sides of the ruck, like he has a little bit recently. And I think he can play off the back of Lachie Ilias too. So I like Cody Walker. He just brings a lot of energy to these Roosters games. So him at $3, I'll back him in as an anytime try scorer. Hasn't been the greatest start of the season for him, to be fair. So I think this game, he'll be ready to really stand up, Cody Walker. The other one I like is Campbell Graham out on the right edge. I think that, you know, if you had a look at like the headlines and everything, and, you know, Suolete is a guy that, you know, he's played, what, 30, 40 games of first grade, probably even heaps less than that, actually, now I think about it, probably 20, 25 around that mark. All the talks about Suolete constant in the papers. I can Campbell Graham and just be sitting there going, fuck, are you joking? I'm one of the premier centres in this game. I went to the Kangaroo Tour, absolutely killed it. I think if you ask people, you know, who's more likely to play Origin, Campbell Graham or Suolete, I think a lot of people would say Suolete just off the name, but Campbell Graham, his form has been incredible, and I think Campbell Graham's the sort of guy that'll really look forward to a matchup against a young superstar that everyone's talking about. And, you know, it's not very often you see someone get the better of Campbell Graham, so I'm going to tip him for a big one tonight. $3.25, I really like that value. If I was South Sydney, I would be targeting that edge. Obviously, Egan Butcher has had a couple of poor moments in defence over the last few weeks. I also think Suolete, as much as he's a great tackler, I still think that you can catch him out a little bit there, so I'd be targeting that little spot there. So Campbell Graham at $3.25, I really like him for value. When I have a look at the Roosters, once again, nothing jumping out at me massively, to be honest with you. I'm not quite sure where their points come from. I don't think there will be a stack of points scored in this game, but I just think whenever you get Joey Manu over the $2.50 mark, $2.85 in this one, we know that he stands up in big games. We know that he's going to come hunting through the middle. We know that the Roosters, they are missing a stack of middles. So I think Joey Manu coming and jumping into dummy half and playing through the ruck, I do think he will be incredibly important. So I'm going to back Joey Manu in at this one, $2.85. I just think the value is too good there. Not quite sure where their points come from, to be perfectly honest with you, but I just think there's too much there for Joey Manu. So Cody Walker, Campbell Graham, and Joey Manu are my guys in this one. Shortest one there is Joey Manu at $2.85. To be honest with you, though, this is probably a game I sit back and watch. I'll be getting on South Sydney 1-12. I actually think South Sydney 1-12 into Dolphins 1-12 isn't a bad little punt there. $2.95 into $3.25. Don't mind those two tonight. And I'm reasonably confident both those teams gets it done. But
hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Obviously, Newcastle in Newcastle is always a different beast. Hopefully, they've taken something out of last week. And Roosters Bunnies is just always a lottery, obviously. But I just feel like South Sydney, they're coming in more fresh, less injuries, et cetera, et cetera. But I'm sure that Trent Robinson will have it drilled into his side. We've got a bye next week. We don't want to spend 2 weeks dealing with a loss to the South Sydney Rabbitohs. Not that you need any more reason to get up for this game. But yeah, as I said, I think it'll be a game that I'll be happy to sit back and watch. Might get on Rabbitohs 1-12, but those any time trial scores that I selected for you guys, I think that's just to sit back and enjoy. But I do like the ones that I've tipped for the Newcastle Knights and the Dolphins there. I think Brody Jones is the real value guy, though. I've got a feeling the Jacko will put him over for a meat pie in this one. Make sure, guys, if you're at the Great Western Hotel tonight, 6 p.m, you come down, say hello, mention some Supercoach early. You might bag yourself some beers and break-evens hats. That would be unreal. If you are there, come and say hello. Come and have a beer. It's going to be a cracking evening. And I'll record my preview for the Saturday games, my previews for the Super Saturday games. I will record them today on the Friday, so you'll get them tomorrow morning to tune into my anytime try scorers and predictions and whatnot. But yeah, if there are any changes to those teams or whatever, you guys obviously understand I've recorded 24 hours in advance. I will be on the plane back down to Sydney tomorrow morning. It's going to be an early start with a pretty dusty head for the old Gurino, I think, tomorrow. So enjoy that content tomorrow, guys. Enjoy your footy tonight. If you are in Rockhampton tonight, make sure you come say hi, come and have a few beers, tell a few lies. It's going to be a cracking evening.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.